Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Dylan Matthews hanging out with you. Hopefully you guys are staying warm out there, man. It was frigid this morning. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Had a long conversation. Shout out to whoever vented remote start.
Seriously.
Because it has actually saved my life, I feel like, multiple times. I did drip the faucets last night.
So did we.
Did you?
Yes.
Yes. There's nothing like that homeowner appeal. Of dripping your faucets and making sure that you are, not bursting pipes.
Yeah, Grant was setting it last night, and I was like, you know what? I bet Mike's going to ask this tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drip the faucets, baby. I walked out on my deck last night to let my dog go to the bathroom before I went to bed, and like, I'm pretty sure, because we have a deck rug, like an outdoor rug, pretty sure I broke it. Like,
what?
Stepping on it, because it was frozen.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I broke like a corner of it off. It like had that loud crack, and I was like, you know what, man? Not even going to check on it right now.
These are the days that cat owners laugh at us dog owners.
Yeah,
like, that's a good point. Have fun outside with those puppies.
Good for you. Mine's going to go over to the corner and use the bathroom.
Exactly. I don't have to do anything. I'm going to stay inside where it's nice and warm.
Oh, man. Anyways, a lot of stuff to get to today. We'll get to the wake-up call here in just 1 second. 404-726-0929. There are full phone lines. If you got a Dirty Santa idea, if you're into that sort of thing, also, just any of the conversations we had, if you have ever had a situation like Philip Rivers where you've gone, I don't know, 5 years without doing something, I wanted to bring this up, and I'll get to this one thing before we get to the wake-up call. I finished playing football in 2014.
Okay.
I got married to a wonderful woman with a full-time job and full benefits in 2019.
Okay.
There was one really great silver lining to that. It's that the NFL benefits, after you're done, they run out after 5 years. You are no longer insured after you have been done playing football for 5 years.
So you went on her insurance?
So I went on her insurance, obviously. I was just thinking about that.
Seamless.
I think Chase Daniel brought this up on social, or somebody else did, where it's like, imagine if you have to start suddenly paying insurance for a family of 12.
Oh.
Philip Rivers was, what, a month away from paying? And I'm sure that whatever job he has, it's not like he didn't have the money to do it. I'm just saying that, like, it's nice that he didn't have to.
Yeah, you know that's
what I mean?
True.
Like, he was that close to the end of that saga where it was like, dude, you're about to have to start paying insurance for a family of 12 and just recycled back in there.
Now he's good for another 5 years.
Now he's good for another 5 years.
That's crazy.
He'll get all the benefits in line.
Wait, do you think we'll be talking about 49-year-old Philip Rivers coming back for just a snap?
I don't know. No Vinny Testaverde or anything like that. I'm good on that. But it is funny that I thought about that angle. I was like, man, you know what? Worked out for me. Worked out for him.
Yeah.
Like, he just reset the clock. You know what I mean? His his youngest will probably be in middle school by the time he has to actually pay for insurance for him. So good for him, man. Worked out for Philip Rivers, and just a crazy game this weekend, along with a number of other crazy things. But anyways, 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and hit this wake-up call, Dylan. 404-726-0929. I messed up. That's all right. You don't need to know about it. We're going to go straight out to the phone calls right now. Dylan, let's go to Mike's Mafia, agent number 78. He's out in the car. What's up, agent 78? What's going on, man?
Good morning. Good morning.
How about it, buddy?
So I guess with the Dirty Santa, we call it White Elephant. Is that the same thing?
I think it's along the same lines. Yeah. I know that there are some people that do like more of a risque version of this.
They do.
But that's not my impression of what White Elephant or Dirty Santa is. So go ahead.
Okay. Now I just was kind of taken aback on that one. But we did a Christmas party for a few years, and the rule is that you're not allowed to buy any gift to put into the White Elephant gift to be chained, you know, swapped out or anything. It had to be something from your house that was still useful.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
This is so good,
and
dude.
It was so much fun.
That is incredible.
My sister showed up, and she brought the whole box of the stuff from her ex-boyfriend who she kicked to the curb.
Yes! Yes! Yes, dude. So good. What's a good, like, tell me give me another one. Like a microwave? Anybody show up with, like, anything where you're like, dude, this is way over the top?
All right, so back in a past life, I worked at a cigar shop, and I have a bunch of framed cigar aficionado covers. And the one that I brought was, it was the framed picture of Bill Cosby.
Yes. Oh.
And this was just a couple of years ago.
I was going to say, you had to get rid of that at some point.
Yeah.
Had to get rid of that at some point. Why was there one in your house? No, it's neither here nor there. All right, man. Hey, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening to that, as always. And now that you're in the car, and I know you're in the car, make sure you stay warm out there. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, guys. Let's talk to Colin. Colin's over in Powder Springs. Colin, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I just wanted two things. For the White Elephant, my one rule, and I'll die on this hill, you do not open the gifts until all exchanges have been made. That way you don't know what you're stealing. And you think something could be highly prized, and you end up with a total turd.
I don't. But how do you know what to steal, though?
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the point. You don't know what's going on. That's why you do clever packaging. You fool other people, and then all of a sudden, someone opens something that's been stolen six times, and it's like, damn.
I see what you're saying. So you shape it like it's something really cool, and then okay, I understand.
Yeah,
all right, fair enough, Colin.
And then my one thing I can't do anymore. Flashback to when I was 35 years old. We were playing a family kickball game. My niece is on second base.
Oh God.
I grew up playing soccer. I kicked the air out of that ball. And I caught up to her right before she hit home base, ran her over, or pushed her over home base, and came up on my hamstring. I was like, damn.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
My next turn up to bat, hey, Bryson, buddy, you're going to run for me. And I kicked the air out of that ball again, and I've been all-time pitcher and all-time quarterback since then.
Attaboy, man. Attaboy, Colin. Everybody's got their limits. You know what I mean? I said it earlier, man. I played in that Atlanta United media match back in May. I'm one and done on that thing. I couldn't move for weeks afterwards. For weeks. Not the hamstrings and the quads. The running was fine. I had been running a little bit building up. It was the groin and the hip flexors moving side to side. I was no more. I didn't have any ACLs left, man. I was cooked after that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Then let's go. Hey, let's talk to Richard over in Gwinnett. Richard in Gwinnett, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, man. So when I think of the athletic stuff, I never did really that in like middle school, high school. I was doing band. I was doing like marching band and playing saxophone.
Yeah.
But now I don't really play saxophone, but it's a every blue moon, once a year, once a 2 year thing. It comes out and it's just. It's awful. It is so. The calluses on your hands aren't there anymore. Your mouth feels completely different. And so I wonder, like, if someone play like violin or something like that, like, do they have the same issue or not?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
That's my struggle.
Dylan's a band member. Did you ever deal with that where you try to get back in the run of things and you're like, no, I can't do this anymore?
Yeah, man, it's tough. Like, I was a percussionist, obviously, and so I played snare drum when I was in marching band. And so, like, how much you're moving your wrists and how, like, loose you keep your wrists and, like, we call it chops. Like, Once you stop doing it, you ain't got the chops no more. Your wrists don't move as fast, and you can't do the same things.
There that I'm going to try to let go at this point, but it is what it is. To appreciate the phone call, Richard, obviously. You got to make sure keep it limbered up.
Well,
yeah,
and drummers have so many back issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. So many. Yeah.
Carrying that harness, man. Them harnesses. Yeah. They're a marching band.
The guy with the big drum, the one that's carrying.
Well, the snare drums too are heavy.
All of them.
I don't know why. I know we were talking about marching band, but in my head, I went to just the guy that's in the back of the concert, just hammering the drums.
Yeah, but even Travis from Blink-182, he has back issues. Phil Collins has back issues. They all have back issues.
Why?
Because the
just
way
the
you're
posture?
Moving your body.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Rough life out here being a professional, man. Rough life out here.
You just brought it. So I got disrespected so hard Saturday night. My wife was watching me eat, and she goes, "Yeah, it's not like the speed you're eating. It's like your posture. Like your posture is so aggressive." And I was like, "Man, I was
you
hungry.
Get a little hunchback there.
I was hungry, bro. And somebody had just spilled something on a good chair, and I was like, I don't want to be that guy. So I'm like hunched over my plate. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Then let's talk to Matthew. He's over in Smyrna. Matthew, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Allie, what's going on?
Hello.
So I'm a former high school wrestler, I had a coworker who had her husband was a current high school coach, and she said he needed some help. So I'm thinking, okay, I was 35 at the time, I figured I could go, be assistants and all that stuff.
Of course.
Man, I got out there. All I heard was snap and crackle and pop, and I was like, this is not for me anymore.
Matthew, how old are you? You don't have to put it out if you don't want to. I'm just curious where we're at in life.
41.
Okay. All right. So you're not quite as greased up as you once were, my friend.
It did not work at all.
That's awesome, man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, when I was doing high school coaching, one of my good buddies was the wrestling coach, and he's like, if you ever really want to get out there, because I never wrestled, wasn't my thing, but he's like, we'd love to have somebody kind of come in and just wrestle around with some of the heavyweights. And I'm like, man, that's not going to happen. Like, you know what I mean? There's only bad things that can come from this.
Right.
I'm not going to go in there and show out. I've never wrestled before. They asked me to play in the faculty basketball game against the varsity. It was like a faculty versus varsity basketball game.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, there's nothing good that can come of that. I'm not going to dunk on somebody and the crowd go, ooh. Yeah, Coach Johnson's a beast. Like, no, man, I'm going to probably, tear my ACL or be sore for a month, and I'm always going to be the guy that everybody remembers absolutely ate it during the faculty basketball
game. Can you imagine that, too? Like, I tore my ACL playing against kids.
Yeah, 100%. Like, oh, you thought you still had it. No, you did not.
Because you know the kids are coming at you.
Oh, for sure.
They want to put you on a highlight.
And what am I going to do, take a charge? Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not moving out of the way for these kids.
Because if it was me and you were my coach, I'd be trying to snap your ankle.
I know. And, if some of those kids I knew them, I'd try to body them. I'd be like, well, what's up? Bow.
You ain't about to post me up.
Think you a big man?
Small
fry? Think you a big man stepping up in here? Hey, get it out. Anyways, man, it's the end of the interview. Thank you guys so much for weighing in on the wake-up call. Some good calls right there.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for calling this morning. And I know it's only Monday, but join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work as well on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Coming up, a lot of injuries over the weekend in the NFL. We'll talk about those next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And before we talk about the big injuries that happened in the NFL over the weekend, which we're all happy that Phillip Rivers did not suffer one.
For sure.
But we were talking about, you know, he's picked up after 5 years and he's gotten back in the NFL. And he's today probably not feeling the same way he did five years ago.
God, I cannot even fathom what he's feeling like.
So, not that I'm on that scale whatsoever. I love to run. I love to be active. Sure. But my brother and I used to love to do like the competitive races, like Savage Races, where they have obstacles involved in them,
okay.
like Tough Mudder.
Like a Tough Mudder. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Something
Spartan
like that.
Race. I got you.
He keeps asking if I want to sign up for one. And I'm just like, I remember my legs being black and blue the entire way down.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
Those things always bother me. I'm like, who signs up for these?
Well, I did.
That's crazy.
I did. And what was terrible is I didn't understand what I was getting into the first time, and I had these massive eyelash extensions.
And
you get submerged in mud. And so there were like cakes of mud on my eyelashes. Regardless, I learned my lesson there, but he's like, let's do another one. And I don't want to be like, dude, I'm old. I can't.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough realization,
man. But I don't
want
to do it.
What kind of obstacles are we talking here? I've never heard of one of these races.
What?
You like army crawl through mud underneath a cargo net.
There's one that has the dangling electrical wires.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes. All the ones where you go above water, I can't reach. So I have to walk around those obstacles, which is kind of frustrating.
I'm sure
so
that I would have.
This
one
is
I
like
an
obstacle course, basically.
Yeah, it's like
but it's like mixed
six
with a 5K.
Miles. Yeah, like 6 miles
six
that
miles?
You run with obstacles. Yeah,
they did one. They used to do one over at Talladega Super Speedway, mm-hmm. and like they would do one in the infield, and it was mm-hmm. just crazy. I'd be like, "Who signs up for
How
this?
Spaced out are these obstacles?"
It depends. Maybe a third of a mile. It depends. There are a ton of obstacles, but they do it so smart. They do it where the first obstacles you do, you're really submerged in mud. You're getting all gross.
Right.
And then the last, like, five, you're getting submerged in water or, like, ice baths. So they're cleaning you off as you're getting through.
Yeah. And then most of the places are like, hey, have a beer at the end or whatever.
Yeah. You have a beer at the end.
Have a beer at the end.
Yeah.
I never did one because I was like, I'm good. But it was always intriguing to me.
But I just don't want to tell him, like, nah, I'm just not down with that. He's also into High Rocks now, which is also running in obstacles, challenges that you have to do. High Rocks is a huge thing.
Hardcore parkour? Or
kind of.
Like
kind of.
Okay. Parkour!
Kind of. My brother loves to be active.
I just commend the Office episode where they're doing the parkour is just so
insane.
Good.
That's what so was good. Happening in my house on Thanksgiving with all my nieces and nephews over
I love
there.
It.
Parkour. But let's talk about Phillip Rivers. He did start for the Colts yesterday, completed 18 of 27 passes for 120 yards. Not able to deliver a win. They did lose to the Seahawks 18-16, but he's A-OK.
Yeah, he was started off the game 4 of 10, and it looked for a long time like they were going to win the football game. They had a situation in with the field goal where they were not able to pull that off. But he looked fine, you know. And my wife is she's kind of watching it. She's been paying attention to over the weekend. Phillip is from Alabama. He lives in Alabama, so we know a lot of people kind of around the situation. I know I have friends that have coached against him in high school and things like that. So we're kind of paying attention to it. And she's like, why didn't they sign somebody else? So I kind of had to go back through the entire thing of like, well, you know, they're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
They still have really good playoff hopes, a good run game, everything else. And they're down to their third-string quarterback, and he's injured.
Right.
And you say, all right, who can we bring in here and sign on short-term notice that's going to know the entire offense? Phillip Rivers, interestingly enough, is at the top of Shane Steichen's list to call. And Phillip Rivers said it last week. He was like, I watched live the Daniel Jones injury and thought, I wonder if he'll call me.
Right.
And he did. And so it was a gamble. You know, did he play? Did he light it up? No. You know, did he put the team on his back? Probably not. I know Jonathan Taylor had, I don't know, 26 carries or something like that. So they tried to run the football at a high clip. And I give him credit, man. You're right. He throws a touchdown pass. He started 4 of 10 and they ended 18 of 27, like you were saying. So he got better as the game went on and started understanding some more things. But there were definitely moments on the sack where you're like, yikes, dude.
I know, but when he threw the touchdown pass, like, we were all Phillip Rivers fans.
Oh, no doubt.
Right?
No doubt. Yeah. The fist pump. I'm ripping out some dad gummets along the way.
He became America's grandpa.
I mean, it was crazy. It was just because I think you all, how many times have you sat there and watched a sporting event and been like, I could do that?
Yeah, no.
You don't think at any, like, no sporting event you ever watched?
Oh, of course. No. Yeah.
If I trained for a year, I could probably be a part of that. I'm not saying like me, like, I don't know, Major League Baseball. I'm just saying that like there's certain sporting events. Like I always watched marathon walking in the Olympics, speed walking. You ever seen that?
There's no way you could do that.
I know,
that.
But I'm like, dude, somebody, if an elite like athlete, somebody like Jalen Johnson. I'm like, well, that guy's stride length, and he's elite athlete. You can't tell him he's a marathon walker. He wouldn't be a beast.
And I still stay 10 toes down that I can beat the freeze.
I know you do, man.
That's unfortunate. You do think that.
You don't
think I know that. I know I could
beat
the freeze.
Somebody that plays for the Atlanta Hawks could be a marathon walker in the Olympics?
No.
Really?
No. There's so much – because they run so much. There's so much discipline when it comes to that speed walking because you always have to have – Two feet on the
ground. I was going to say,
or 1 foot on the ground.
Have 1 foot on the ground.
There's no
not
way.
2 feet on the ground. That'd be really impossible.
It's marathon shuffling at that point.
I was going to say, but I just feel like I look at some of these and I'm like, dude, if you just put in a good year, you know what I mean? You could probably be pretty good at some of these sports. Mm. I'm not the guy that says I'm going to go beat the freeze.
That's
not
true.
Not me. But
I would just like to say that Abe came in here and made the most Abe comment.
He's like, I could do it.
He's like, you guys know nothing about speed walking.
Exactly. Well, he didn't say that he could do it. Abe was like, I could do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's all right. Anyways.
We need to have a speed walking contest competition.
We should.
Between everyone at 92.9 The Game and see who is actually good at it.
I'm doing the hip swerve right now. You know what I mean? Or you're just getting back and forth. The problem is, don't you get kicked out? Isn't your race over if you have both feet off the ground
at
the same time?
So
it's just
done.
Like it's not even a penalty.
Yeah, you're
couldn't
done.
Even just give you a 30-second penalty?
You just up out of there.
Well, it's cheating.
I know. And I think that the
it's
rules,
not gaming the system.
The
it's
rules
cheating.
Should say it's just a 30-second penalty. You know what I mean? If you cut the course in NASCAR, they don't kick you out of the race. They just say, hey, you got to stop. You got to drive and stop in your pit stall for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
so
different.
It is what it is.
Apples
no,
and oranges.
It's not different.
Apples and oranges
no,
on that.
Not.
All right, let's move on to Micah Parsons. He is believed to have torn his ACL in the 34-26 loss to the Denver Broncos.
All I could think about. And obviously, man, feel awful for him, feel awful for that defense and everything they've kind of invested in him. But, you know, Jerry said something along the lines when the trade happened is like you invest all that money in a player and we've had guys go out with injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it stinks when you have all that money. If it had been Micah and Dak and CD and Dak and CD missed a lot of time last year, you're like, dude, what are we supposed to do? We don't have any depth. And
I hate
everything that happened for Micah Parsons, but I couldn't help myself feeling like yesterday that Jerry Jones must have been like, see?
Yeah.
And I hate that I feel that way. I really do. But it was almost like one in his column, mm-hmm. one in his category. I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, there you go, man. Good for you. But the thought of him and Pat Mahomes on the same day going down with the injury so late in the season where you wonder what next year looks like, you don't get a full offseason, it stinks. I know the NFL, Roger Goodell had to have been like, dude, this sucks. You know what I mean? Those are two really faces of the league in a lot of different ways.
Every logo has Patrick Mahomes on it. And, yeah, like you mentioned, he did suffer a torn ACL in the fourth quarter against the Chargers. On top of that, the Chiefs are out of the playoffs for the first time since 2015.
I saw a stat for the first time since 1998 that the NFL playoffs will not feature Mahomes, Brady, or Manning for the first time since 98.
Wow.
Which is really crazy to think about. And, you know, obviously Tom Brady, there is an interesting part because we just talked about Phillip Rivers, where Phillip Rivers is still a year and a half younger than Tom Brady was his last season. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy. I mean, that just speaks to how good a shape Tom Brady was in for so long. But it's insane. You add in the Andy Reid factor, the Travis Kelce factor. You wonder if, not that the window's closing, but you just look at that era of football, that dynasty that the Chiefs have created, and you're like, where does it go from here?
Right.
You know what I mean? There's got to be, they kind of have to create a new chapter now. I don't know how much longer Andy Reid coaches. He's one of the, I think, second or third oldest coach in the NFL right now. All the rumors surrounding Travis Kelce and whether or not he's going to play for much longer. You think he will?
I think Travis Kelce is going to get married and he's out. I think he's done. Well, and especially with
Patrick. Think he's going to be a stay-at-home dad?
No. He's always going to be doing something. Okay. I could see him getting into broadcasting, too. I mean, he's charmed America. But as soon as the Patrick Mahomes news broke yesterday, I was like, that's it for Travis Kelce.
That's it. I mean, that's
I was like, that's it.
I hope not, man. Both of those guys deserve to have a better ending to that era.
Hey, that's what I said about Brian Snicker.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't compare the Braves to the Chiefs run that they had under Andy Reid.
I know. But you
stop me from that.
But people that are on such a great run, you just want them to go out on that high.
You do. And it just stinks, man. That's all I'm going to say. It just stinks. And I have a lot of respect for Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce, and they've really propped the game up for a long time in a lot of different ways. Not propped it up; they didn't prop him, but you know what I mean. But it stinks. I think that this is kind of an end of an era for them.
Yeah. Well, coming up, Kyle Pitts has everyone talking after Thursday night's performance. We'll get into it next, and we've got a Life of Dylan.
Coming up on the Life of Dylan, we talked about things we found out about ourselves over the weekend. I found out something about myself over the weekend, and I got to share it with you all.
He forgot what he was going to talk about,
then
he remembered it right there.
I had to do a pause. Dramatic pause. That's all it was. Dramatic pause.
Coming up on the Life of Dylan.
I bought myself a little time.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
841 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. You can catch Bo Morgan this afternoon. He's on with Mike Bell. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
I'm getting a couple people that have been tweeting at me all day. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. First of all, our guy, the Beefer Dog, hit us up and said you should do the Savage Race. It's really cool. He says he does one every single year. We also had somebody earlier that responded to our conversation about the delivery robots. Chubby Dog 27 says, those food delivery robots all have names, and when they deliver, they ask if you need anything else. Said he works around Georgia Tech. College kids use them all the time.
Like, what can you send the robot to go get you?
I don't know. Like, hey, you forgot to bring me a fork? Or, like, I need ketchup packets? Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean?
No. It's got to be asking for another order. Like, you just ordered Chick-fil-A. Can I go get you a smoothie from Tropical Smoothie?
I mean, I would feel less bad about asking a robot to turn around and go get me something than I would, like, an actual Uber driver. The DoorDash, I always feel bad about double dashing. You know, I'm like, y'all didn't sign up for that when you clicked on this order.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, you have 8 minutes left to double dash. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do that.
They wouldn't be out there dashing if they didn't want to do
that's
those
true,
things.
But like, I don't know. Like, there's a CVS near my house, and every time it's like, you could double dash to CVS. Would you like in there pick up a 2-liter? And I'm like, no, man, I'm not asking that guy to walk into CVS.
You know what's weird is the difference in the feelings you feel about the robots versus humans.
That's what I'm saying.
When I go, there's a restaurant I like to go to that has a little robot that delivers your drinks. But There's a little like bump it has to crawl over, like roll over.
Sure.
And it always spills.
Oh.
And it makes me feel bad for it. If that was a human.
Oh, you feel bad for the robot?
I do feel bad for the robot because they overfilled the beverages before putting it on the tray that he's bringing out.
What do you
it's
feel
bringing
bad?
Out.
You feel
like,
bad that he got wet? It's
all
a robot.
He spilled. Oh but if gosh. It was a human spilling my drink, I'd be like, excuse me.
I don't know. I just have so many. I'd be curious to talk to somebody who actually puts the food in the robot that brings it through Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, what is that setup like? Are there like drink holders inside of it? Are there coasters, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is there a cup holder inside? And like, what? I wonder what food items are being ordered. Because I don't think you're going to order like stir fry.
And how damaged does the robot come back? Because humans are awful and we'll mess with things.
100%. It's just the whole notion is crazy, but it's just one of those things, man. I noticed yesterday watching one of the football games.
Yeah.
There was the Skycam view was brought to you by like Walmart because they're using drones now to deliver. And it was like drone footage brought to you by Walmart. And I was like, dude, what are we doing here? Like, this is crazy. Just craziness.
It's the year 2025, almost 2026, and it shows.
We were promised this stuff all back in the year 2000. It's finally here. You know what I mean? Self-driving cars. It's here.
They're here. Humor me, Mike. Earlier, we had you as GM of the Falcons.
I'm here.
And you said the Drake London deal would be first.
Yeah,
Bijan's got to then get figured out. Then you got to figure out the Kirk quarterback situation.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, but
you got to say bye to Kirk. You got to find a quarterback.
And then reflecting back to Thursday with Kyle Pitts, he put on quite a show. What do you do?
Oh, and I think that's going to be one of the main conversations. And I'll give Mr. Yo, one of our buddies, credit on Twitter. He was like, hey, do you want to see him play for another NFC South team? Like, and if you're worried about him playing for another NFC South team, you should probably re-sign him. I think that's a really good point. I would not want to see him in the passing game. But you guys have to understand, as I come at it, I come from a run game perspective. I come from an offensive line perspective. And when I see Kyle Pitts in the run game, it feels painful to me. It just does.
Okay.
And it's really not through any fault of his. It's just that he is a tight end and was drafted number 4 overall. And he's put in situations that I don't think you would even put wide receivers in sometimes. When you look at the inability of him to really lay a block, be attached to the line of scrimmage, line up in a 3-point stance next to Jake Matthews and do a double team, it just doesn't work, right? He's He doesn't have enough power to make some of the blocks he's tasked with, and he looks disinterested in the run game a lot. Even on some of the screen plays, he looks disinterested. Too many times is his guy making the tackle. So I would hesitantly move on from Kyle Pitts. I'll admit that. But I also admit the fact that you've got to find somebody else that can fill that role. Charlie Warner is not really a guy that you're going to line up on the line of scrimmage. Tegan Quatoriano, who's been your third-string guy who has seen an uptick in his play here recently, attached to the line of scrimmage, I don't think he's that long-term guy.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to have a bunch of draft picks to go out and find a tight end? No. So you better find one through free agency who can at least be serviceable on the ball, can drive block, can double team, can block wide zone, and do some of the things that you're being tasked with at the line of scrimmage. Kyle Pitts is not that guy. And like I said, Charlie Warner is not that guy. So, yes, he's been great in the passing game. There's no doubt. And I think if you can define that role and bring in other help at the tight end position, maybe there's something there. But for the money he's probably going to be asking in his next contract, I just don't see it happening for
but
me.
But is there anything over the next three games that could change your mind
no,
on that?
No, because the sample size is there.
Yeah.
Right? He did have the knee injury. I think we all look at his rookie year. I'm not questioning what he is as a pass catcher. Now, I think that's happened in the past, and I have questioned it because he's looked disinterested in some of the routes he's run. He's looked, you know, some of the – he's been out-physicaled at times by some corners. But I think he's put those to bed. But the problem is he's put them to bed in a contract year. And so what are we when that hits the reset button and you know he's under contract for another 3 or 4 years and whatever contract he gets next year? I think I've seen enough. I try to judge somebody usually in these instances on everything other than the contract season. And judging what that's been in the past, I think I'm good on moving on from him. So just kind of is what it is. But there's other guys that will be free agents that I think you have to kind of focus on first and then kind of figure out where you are with him.
What are some other moves you as GM would make before next season? What do the Falcons need?
Well, let me run down this list for people listening. These are projected unrestricted free agents. David Onyemata, who is, I think, making $11 million this year, something along those lines. Leonard Floyd was here on a one-year, $10 million deal. Caden Ellis is one that I think you really have to approach with care. I think Caden Ellis is very, very good. I think he's been very serviceable in this city with three different defense coordinators over the last 3 years. He can kind of fit in anywhere. But is there a Divine Diablo out there that you look at and go, oof, maybe somebody that fits better with what we want to do?
Hmm.
I think that, and I mentioned this on Twitter last night, Nate Landman, who was here last year, nicknamed the Landmine, he was just let go and walk into free agency because he didn't really fit what we were doing. He goes over to L.A., now he's a team captain on a playoff-bound team that might be the best team in the NFL, and Tom Brady could not stop raving about him last night. And it's frustrating when you look at it from that aspect because I think that, you know, you drafted J.D. Bertrand and all these other things that you felt, oh, you felt fine on watching Nate Landman walk, and then you start looking at what he is in other systems and other schemes, and you go, man, that's pretty cool. So I think you've got to figure that out with Caden Ellis. I think that'll be one of the conversations moving forward with him. You're paying him, I believe, $7 or $8 million this year, but he is, after the season ends in a few weeks, he is going to be a free agent. I think the fact that they have not extended him kind of tells me that maybe they're on the fence about what he's capable of inside of this defense. So him, another guy that they'll be looking at really soon is Arnold Ebiketie. He is in his fourth season with the Atlanta Falcons. You traded up to draft him just a few years back. I think that when you see what they've done here recently at the edge position, I think that that one's already written in the stars. They're probably going to move on from him. His role has become less and less throughout the years as James Pierce, as Jalen Walker, as Leonard Floyd have become, you know, guys that you can more lean on. So I think they're probably moving on from Arnold Ebiketie. Troy Anderson probably the same way, too many injuries. Dee Alford's one that I think will be really, really interesting because I think last year when Dee Alford was going through all this, everybody was kind of comfortable. You saw Dee Alford inside of Jimmy Lake's offense. It was like, yeah, we're good. You know, let's find somebody who can be serviceable. In the end, you go right back to Mike Hughes. You go right back to Dee Alford, but you drafted Billy Bowman. And Dee Alford's had to play all those spots, and he's been really, really good. So I would love to see him come back under a decent contract. Listen, there's going to be guys up and down. Elijah Wilkinson, who is a one-year rental at right tackle. Hopefully you don't have to utilize him next year, but, you know, he wouldn't be bad to have around as a swing tackle moving forward either. Trying to look down this list of Bradley Pinion, the punter, is going to be an unrestricted free agent. Jamal Agnew, I think that he wasn't even active last week. Yeah. You can go ahead and send him out the door. Felipe Franks will be an unrestricted free agent. I'd like to have him back because he's been really, really good on special teams. Same goes with D'Angelo Malone, Josh Woods, and some of the other players. The one we have not gotten to yet, though, is Tyler Allgeier.
Okay.
I have no idea how you can afford to both look at an extension in the next year for Bijan Robinson and also sign Tyler Allgeier to what he's going to be worth. I think that he fits certain offenses. I think he's perfect for wide zone. You have to go find a team that wants to really commit to wide zone the way the Atlanta Falcons do. But I think he's going to get his money. He deserves his money. He's been really, really good for this team. But I'll be curious to see what the open market is for him and how much he realizes his value as being in a scheme like the Atlanta Falcons. What is that scheme next year? That's another question left to be decided. But Tyler Allgeier is one of those guys that I think we're all going to look at and go, man, I hope he comes back, but I'll understand if he doesn't. He's a really good player.
Yep, had me a little Baron Burns today on the way in my in my Kia. And, nah, all good. But shout out, obviously, to all the Baron Burns sauces out there, all the great sauces, W Sauce and Fireshire, all that good stuff. But what I want to talk about while we have a few minutes is – you all know I'm real big into TV shows. I was a film minor in college, if you don't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I
was a film studies minor, so I'm real big into film and television and things like that. And one of the shows that I have been very, very impressed with, I love this show way more than I thought I would, is it's called It, Welcome to Derry. So do you all know It? Obviously,
yes.
Stephen King.
Right. Yeah.
So
Pennywise, right?
Yes, Pennywise, the dancing clown. So It, Welcome to Derry is kind of like the prequel to the two It movies.
Right.
And the two newer It movies.
It's his origin story,
right? It's
his
origin story, okay. Basically.
What is Derry?
Derry is the town that it lives in and terrorizes and all that
stuff.
Okay,
I was confused.
Welcome to cheese, Mike.
I was confused. I was like, what does Derry have to do with this? But, okay, I got you.
D-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. Perfect. All
but
right.
So the season finale came out last night. And we watched it, and it was great. But the thing that I have learned about myself, and this is what I teased, when I am watching a show that I am really into, I really don't want there to be any interruptions. And Simone and I differ that way very, very much. Because when she watches a show,
scrolling,
she likes to be able to pause. And yes, yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because 100%. that is such a pet peeve.
Wait, what?
She will literally, yes,
bro.
Oh my goodness,
yes.
No.
She will literally be scrolling on her phone and be like, wait, pause it. What happened? Proceed to ask me all the questions. I'd be like, bro, this just happened 30 seconds ago. If you were watching, you would understand what just happened here. And I wouldn't have to explain it and stop it to explain it.
I read an article the other day that said that Netflix has. They're starting to make a couple of shows coming up that are friendly to scrollers, where when there's something major happens, it's really loud and really apparent, like in the dialogue, what it is. And they just said that this is kind of a new line of thinking for some of the easy watching shows, not like any of the deep ones like we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like I've been watching The Diplomat. Like you have to really pay attention to what's going on in that one. But yeah, there's some friendly shows coming out to scrollers.
And that's great for the scrollers because Simone loves to have on a show to put on just like background music that she really doesn't have to pay attention to. So something like that would be great for her. But it grinds my gears when she, again, one, scrolls and then has to ask me questions. But also, too, when she just like something crazy happened in the show last night and she was like, Dylan, pause it. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, man, how is that going to happen? I was like, I know, crazy, right?
Bro.
I was like, we could get to the rest of it, too, and, like, watch the rest of it and not just break down this one little part that happened. It was crazy, but, like, I just don't want to sit here and break it down for 5 minutes. That's what we can do after the show is over.
This is earth-shattering for the morning show. This is the first time Dylan's ever admitted to being slightly upset with Simone.
I know.
This is the first time he's ever admitted to being
like
slightly upset
before.
With Simone. I think this is earth-shattering stuff, man.
Maybe. But, yeah, man, I just like, when I'm really into a show or a movie, I want to watch it straight through, like no interruptions. That's why I personally love going to the movie theater and, like, love watching and, like, having that movie theater experience because you get to watch it straight through. You get to take in something nonstop the way it was meant to be seen instead of, like, stopping and starting and stuff like
100%.
That.
So, have you ever gone to a movie and someone starts scrolling?
Ooh.
Somebody with you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Drives
for sure.
Me bonkers.
Yeah, like, but at that point, like, I'm not even paying attention to them, so that doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, because they can't pause it.
Anyway.
They can't pause it.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, it's your loss.
Right. And I'm locked in.
My worst part about that is when you get done and you, like, really enjoyed something and the person scrolling, like, just scrolled, and you're like, man, that was good. They're like, oh, I didn't really like it. I'm like,
you didn't
well,
watch
I wonder
it.
Why. For the love. Been scrolling on your phone for an hour. Attention. Surprised you even saw the freaking movie. Not my wife. I'm not talking about you.
No. Is there any chance?
Yeah, sure, you weren't talking about me.
Is there any chance Simone is listening right now?
Oh, no shot. She's definitely asleep.
That's why there's a shot fired right
now. She's scrolling.
Yeah, she's in the bed scrolling right now, not even paying attention.
Well, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Don't scroll in a movie theater, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.